Proverbs 19:1 says, "Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool." Most of us understand what the word integrity means, but we can always benefit from taking a closer look at the words that we read and use. I remember the first time I heard a teacher discuss the topic of integrity, and I was so thankful to have heard that study. One reason is because of a definition that he gave during his lecture that I've never quite forgotten, but I honestly don't remember the name of the man lecturing, and I don't remember exactly who he quoted, or I'm not even sure I remembered the quote right. That sounds funny, but C.S. Lewis has a quote that says, quote, "Integrity is doing the right thing when no one is watching," end quote. But I've also heard variations, and I remember it differently. The quote that I've always remembered and used is, quote, "Integrity is doing what is right when no one else is in the room with you," end quote. And that's the version that's stuck in my mind for many years. And I've told the story of little Greg Miller in the first grade who was sitting at another girl's desk when no one was looking, and I took her lunch money. And I learned an important lesson that day when I was caught. Even when no one is looking, your sins will still find you out. And I've also told the story of the newly saved 19-year-old Greg Miller who was in a room with money laying out on the table. And later, the money was discovered to be missing, and my friend and his mother pegged me as a thief. I honestly wasn't even tempted to take that money at that time, but my protest against their accusations were ignored until the older daughter got home and said, Mom, I borrowed that $20 on the table for gas. I'll pay you back Friday when I get paid. That's when I learned that even doing the right thing when no one is looking can still get you into trouble until all of the facts are known. But that was an important turning point. Since the age of 19, I've done everything I could to uphold biblical integrity in my life. I've not always done it. I've not always been perfect. But that's why, as a married man, I don't go places with other women other than close relatives. I don't go out to eat with a woman all by myself or ride in cars or in buildings and rooms alone with women. You may say, well, a man of integrity can be alone with a woman and no one will suspect him. And I'm just here to tell you that's not true. As a matter of fact, there are men who are divorced today, and in some cases in prison, because even though they claim to be innocent of the accusations against them, there was no way to prove their innocence because no one else was around to see whether it happened or not. You see, a man of integrity has to be also a man of wisdom. And women, appropriate this as fit for yourselves. But a man of wisdom or a man of integrity will be a man of wisdom and not even put himself in a place of accusation if he can help it at all. For example, if I walk into a room with money on the table now, I just announce it. I say, hey, so-and-so, did you see this money on the table? Integrity is protected and defended by wisdom. And we don't have time to go into a lot of detail, but there may come a time when you'll be in a situation where you're accused or suspected of something and there's nothing you could have done to avoid the situation. Then and only then should people be asked to consider your track record of integrity and trust you, even though you can't prove your innocence. Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Whether we are rich or poor matters less than whether we walk in our integrity. Or as a former U.S. Senator out of Wyoming named Alan Simpson is credited with saying, quote, if you have integrity, nothing else matters. If you don't have integrity, nothing else matters, end quote. That's profound. Think about that one in light of the scripture that we've discussed. Until next time.